So, Terry, just a reminder, our viewers, after an illustrious career at ABC News, where you and I worked together some time ago, ABC News fired you because you went on Twitter and you wrote that Trump advisor Stephen Miller eats his hate as spiritual nourishment. You said that both he and Trump are world-class haters. The White House demanded your head, and ABC News provided it. What do you think is going on at CBS News? Do you think it's related at all to what you went through at ABC News?
Different stories, right? I've always felt like that company has its policies. They said I violated them. I thought I had said something was accurate, fair, and true. This is different. And there's two basic principles. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay? Yes, 60 Minutes ratings are down in the last 10 years because of the splintering of the audiences. As you say,
everyone's ratings are down.
Yes, there is no journalism enterprise in the Western Hemisphere that has the cultural impact, the political impact, the stature that 60 Minutes does. So the notion that they're trying to fix it, either they're messing it up or something else is going on. And the straightest line, shortest distance between two points is a straight line. I mean, last year, Bill Owens, a longtime executive producer of 60 Minutes, resigned, saying that management was trying to interfere with political content. Anderson Cooper left quietly to be with his family, which is what you say when you don't want to say what you want to say. They fired Cecilia Vega and Sharon Alfonsi, two fearless, bold journalists, troublemakers. I mean, in a good way, good trouble, right, as John Lewis used to say. And now here's Scott Pelley saying political influence has done this. There's one reason this is happening, which is that the management at CBS wants to curry favor with Trump because the new owner of CBS wants his business interests to come out correctly by his lights under the Trump administration.